Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Lenten meditation, application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 54 to 62. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, but when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You are also one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. But an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. So far, some of the text. May be seated. In Christ Jesus, whom we have all denied, but who turned to us and turned us to repentance, forgiveness, and restoration in his cross, dear fellow redeemed. Sin is a slippery slope. You all know what that is, don't you? It's when you start at the very top and you start sliding down all the way to the bottom because there's nothing there to stop you. During this Lenten season, in our Wednesday evening devotions, we have seen Peter slide down that slippery slope. From pride to complacency to misunderstanding to distancing himself in his discipleship to finally being in bad company. And this evening, we see Peter hit rock bottom in his denial. The trouble is that while we were watching Peter, we're also watching ourselves. For we too slide down this slippery slope of sin from pride to complacency to misunderstanding God's word to distancing ourselves from being a disciple of Jesus to at times being around bad company, which makes our faith life all that harder. After having heard last Sunday's sermon text based on the name of our wondrous Savior and his wondrous love, Christ crucified, and the two main thoughts, the one thought, the accusatory truth, Christ crucified by me, and the comforting truth, Christ crucified for me, one would think we would never, ever deny our Savior. And yet, like Peter, we too hit rock bottom at times, and by our sins in thought, in word and action, we too deny our Lord. So is there any help for Peter, or for us, who lie there at the bottom of that slippery slope of sin? Yes, there is. Because Jesus, whom we deny, died to forgive us and to restore us. Our Lord was denied very early in the morning before he was crucified and died. Our text this evening reviews some of that. We read that Earlier we had read that Peter boldly declared his allegiance, his loyalty to the Lord, even until death. But his confidence was placed in himself, in his own strength. So when suddenly Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was overwhelmed with fear and he fled. But that didn't last long. He regained his composure and he followed Jesus at a distance with the help of his friend John. He got him into the outward courtyard of the palace of the high priest. It was cold that evening, so Peter accepted the warmth of that fire, and he sat down by the fire amongst the servants and the soldiers, and as we heard last Sunday evening by Pastor Ike said, watch out, beware the company you keep. Peter was sitting with the very enemies of Jesus. One of the reasons for his downfall. The light of the fire illuminated Peter's face, and we're told one of the servant girls looked at him and said, this man was also with him. And they all knew what she was talking about, the him, meaning, you know, that prisoner that just got brought in. Jesus of Nazareth. This man was with him. Peter now was in a desperate situation. He had no Christian friends there to support him, to defend him, surround him. He didn't offer a quick prayer to Jesus and ask for strength to withstand this accusation. Instead, a sin leaps to his lips and he blurts out, woman, I do not know him. The lie saved him for a moment. But no doubt, with a sigh of relief and a burning conscience, he looked away and stayed by the fire. A short time later, another person around the fire saw him and said to him, you are also one of them. Again, all knew what he was talking about. You're one of his disciples. You're one of his followers. You're a follower of that man, that prisoner, Jesus. Again, Peter denied, man, I am not. Now one wonders, why did Peter stay there? Why didn't he leave? Why didn't he realize what he had done and just get up and go home and plead for forgiveness from his Savior? We don't know why. You can probably guess, though. Remember, this was Peter. This was the rock. This is one of Jesus' most important disciples. He no doubt thought, I can handle this situation. I can survive. But how? We're told about an hour later, another confidently stated, surely this fellow also was with him, for he's a Galilean. Another text says, your speech betrays you. Also in John, we read that a relative of the man whose ear Peter cut off, a servant there, said, did I not see you in the garden with him? For the third time, Peter denies, loudly declaring, man, I do not know what you are saying. In the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, we're told that Peter also cursed, called on upon oath with his denials, asking God to damn him if he was lying and if he knew this man, Jesus. Peter had made his point loudly, boldly, yet cowardly. He denied his own Lord and Savior. Now we can learn a lot from Peter's experience. The first thing we learn is that, like him, we're not always alert to the spiritual dangers around us. A sudden temptation comes out of nowhere. It catches us off guard, and we panic, and we embrace sin. We know better, but we're afraid to say no. Or we don't want to say no. Or we want to go where the temptation leads us. The sinful pressure of the moment turns us away from Jesus. And that's denying the Lord. A situation calls for a bold confession of Christ and His Word, and we remain silent. That's denying the Lord. At work, the talk is vulgar, obscene, immoral, and we laugh along. That's denying the Lord. Or the conversation is one of gossip and ridicule of another fellow worker or friend, and we join in. That's denying the Lord. When we realize what we've done, why don't we just leave? But very often, we stay there and plunge in deeper. We deny our Lord by speaking and by not speaking. Deny our Lord by doing and by not doing. It's a reflection of our heart where we say yes to our fears and to our temptations and to Satan's deception, and no to Christ and His Word. And when we realize what we have done, instead of asking Jesus for forgiveness, we sometimes plow ahead. Jesus tells us in His Word that it not only causes us to be upset and bitter about denying Him, but downright terrified. Whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. But thankfully, Jesus looked at Peter. We don't know all what was in that look, but we do know there was love and that there was compassion. That look was Peter's call to repentance. Jesus calling to him, inviting him, come to me, Peter. Lay all your sins upon me. Because God the Father laid upon Jesus all of our sins. Because Jesus Christ gave His life as a ransom for all of us. Because He shed His blood to cleanse us from all of our sins. Because He died and rose again. We know that every single sinner that turns to Jesus in repentant faith is washed clean of each and every stain of our sins. Peter is clear testimony to the fact that the lost are found and restored, just like the prodigal son. The sinners are forgiven, the fallen are raised, and life begins anew. The same Savior who says, whoever denies me before men, him will also deny before my Father in heaven, says to all, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And he says to us, the one who comes to me, I by no means cast out. Jesus had warned Peter that evening he would deny him three times before the rooster crowed twice. When the rooster crowed and Jesus looked at Peter, Peter realized his sin. He rushed out of that courtyard and wept bitter tears of repentance. You know, one of the Christian symbols is the rooster. I've been told that there are several Christian churches in Europe that have on top of their steeple a rooster, or on the high points of their churches, roosters. The rooster symbolizes repentance and to be ever vigilant. Well, the rooster's crowing is heard tonight. The rooster's crowing is heard every day. We have our own personal devotions, our family devotions. The rooster's crowing is heard every Sunday in our worship services. The rooster's crowing is when the word is heard or read or studied. The word of God arouses us, awakens us, just like the rooster crows, warns and admonishes us, and leads us to repentance. And even as a rooster is crowing, leads us to realize the night is almost over, the morning is coming. It's also God's word that leads us to repentance, says the night of sin and denial is over. The morning of God's grace and mercy in Christ Jesus is now shining upon us. In our Lenten liturgy this year, we were quoting the words of Jesus and Peter that were spoken shortly after Jesus rose from the dead, when he reinstated Peter into his ministry of the apostleship. Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you, Peter, love me more than these, more than the disciples do?" And three times Peter said, "You know, Lord, that I love you." And three times Jesus said, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, and feed my sheep." Jesus is clearly telling Peter, "Peter, you denied me three times. And now I'm calling on you to deny yourself and follow me and feed my sheep." What happened to Peter happens to every single one of us. Every day we fall, every day we fail, by our sins, we deny our Lord. But this is our confidence. We live by our Lord's forgiving grace. And so we can put ourselves to bed at night and go to sleep, praying, "Jesus, Savior, wash away all that has been wrong today. Help me every day to be good and gentle, more like Thee." And hear our Savior respond, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." When our hearts weep over our sins of denial, the forgiveness that is earned by Jesus heals our souls, and life is renewed again. Thanks be to God. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.